Audio Gravity, 23rd of September 2009. First link today is trendsmap.com. This is this really nice mapping system, which is powered by Google Maps. And it's a real-time local Twitter trends, which is quite nice. It's got the overlay of all the Twitter trends on top of the map. And I like what they've done with the controls. They're using custom graphic controls to be able to do the zoom in, the zoom out, which look really nice. And I'd love to know how they did some of these overlays, because I think they've done a really good job with the animations on them as well. It's a little bit confusing. There's a little bit too much stuff going on, but it's quite nice that you can click on certain links and it drops down and gives you, you know, a rough idea of Twitter messages that are being talked about, certain keywords, but also news items that are connected up as well. Very, very similar to the doorstepper stuff, but I'm thinking more of adding, you know, three or four different geolocation stuff just for local, because I think, you know, it's a little bit too confusing with all of it. Next link today is over on Flickr, from a group on Flickr to do with this massive big red dust cloud over Sydney. So in this photo set, you've just got these really eerie sort of what looks like life on Mars. And they've put together this massive group of photos documenting the day. But it just looks so surreal. It looks like some kind of moon base somewhere, or some base on Mars that they've just built this sort of ecosystem on. It must have been so scary to wake up in the morning to this sort of weird red glow over the city. Go and check out the photos, some incredible photos, and it must have been like a dream day for videographers and photographers in the city. Next link today, boxcar.io. Boxcar is a fantastic application for the iPhone. It basically allows you to have push notifications from Twitter pushed right to the front screen of your iPhone, so even when it's locked, you get a little pop-up saying either you can track either mentions or direct messages. Go and take a look at it. It's dead reasonably priced, and you can also, instead of close, you can click on view, and it can take it straight into Twitter Later, Tweety, Twitterific, Twitterfon, Light and Pro, Twinkle, Simply Tweet. You know, loads of Twitter clients are supported, which is nice, so you don't miss or you don't constantly find yourself going and checking your, you know, Tweety or whatever for mentions or updates. It just gets pushed to you, and therefore you don't miss anything. You can reply to it there and then, or just casually glance at it and go, okay, I'll look at it in a bit and close it. Yeah, it's just better than a few other things that I've seen. It says on the bottom of this now, actually, please note your first service is included with your purchase. Which I presume that means Twitter, but I've tried to add additional Twitter accounts and you have to pay extra for them, which I don't really like that. I think that's a little bit of a money-grabbing exercise, but hey, you know, if they can do it, they can do it. If something else comes along similar to Boxcar, it does exactly the same thing, but it's sort of like one payment method, then I'll definitely be switching. Next link today is movementapp.com. If you've got a... if you've got OS X 10.5 and above, I presume above anyway, and a jailbroken iPhone, you can organize the applications on your phone. I pretty much don't really care as to where all the apps go, as long as I've got the bottom four icons to use for my most commonly used apps throughout the day. I'm not really bothered about the layout of what apps should be on what screen, but I do like the fact that they've made an application for it. This sort of stuff really should be in iTunes. You know, you should be able to do stuff in iTunes. I just hope that by them doing it, that some, you know, Apple will pick it up, or somebody at Apple will see it and go, actually, that's a really useful tool. We should offer something similar to that. Next link today is marketcircle.com/daylighttouch. Daylight Touch, your business in your pocket. Now, watch the video on this, because what's cool about this is that you can have a bunch of team members that you can copy in or organize meetings with, and their application, their daylight application, will be updated with the things that people have updated on. And also what I liked about it was things like you can nominate jobs for people to do. So if you've got like a freelance team of four or five people, you could say, all right, I need these graphics, I need that doing, I need this doing. You can do it all from your iPhone. I'm just gonna see how much it is. By now, it is
£34. So it's not cheap, but from the things that I've seen, from the features that it's got, it certainly looks like a fairly chunky, decent app, which obviously has cost them quite a bit of money to develop because there's a lot of parts to it. Or you can do pay-as-you-go, which is $7.99 per month. I think if you're going to get the most out of this, if you've got a team of five or six freelancers, I think you've got to look at this and think, well, you know, is it worth us? They should do a five-pack, actually. They should do a reduced price on a five-pack. So if you've got five freelancers that you can, you know, work together with, I think then it's probably, you know, worth paying for. But £34, a little bit on the pricey side for me. I didn't realize it was that much. I still like the software, though. Take a look at the video, and if you've run a business with, you know, a couple of people, then under £100 for having this sort of level of detail customization without having to sync across different platforms could be pretty useful. Finally, the last link today, over on mathlete.com. He's made these, I presume it's a he, Matty Salin. He's made these photo frames called presence frames, which are a pair of networked photo frames that indicate the remote presence of the person in the photo. For example, if my sister in California moves around in front of a photo of me, my photo frame of her will gently flicker and light up here in New York and vice versa. I presume it doesn't actually know if it's his sister or not. It just, I presume, is saying that from a perspective that his sister is the only one who lives in that house, because you know, I think it's just a motion sensor. I don't think it's anything more than a motion sensor, so it doesn't actually detect her. I guess you could take it to that degree. You can have Wi-Fi or RFID tags, so you got photos or whatever, depending on who it was. But I like the idea. I like the way that the technology is crossing over to make it more ambient. Each photo frame has this like embedded motion detector, and it lights up whenever the other person's near it. I like that. There's something really cool about that. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.